Now we move to the state of Texas and the issue of voter IDs. This week, a federal panel is hearing arguments about whether a Texas law requiring people to bring ID to the ballot box should stand or be tossed out. The law was blocked by the Justice Department earlier this year, and now Texas is suing to overturn that ruling. On Tuesday, Attorney General Eric Holder was in Texas, and he spoke out against the law at the NAACP convention in Houston. He says it amounts to a modern age poll tax.
In our efforts to protect voting rights and to prevent voting fraud, we will be vigilant and we will be strong. But let me be clear. Let me be very clear. We will not allow political pretexts to disenfranchise American citizens of their most precious right.
Joining us now to talk more about this is State Representative Jose Aliceda. He's a Republican from South Texas who testified this week at the federal court hearing, and he joins us now in our Washington, D.C. studios. Welcome, Representative.
Hello.
So we just heard the clip from Attorney General Eric Holder, who said that all of this is politically motivated. What's your response to that?
Voter ID laws are being passed all around the country. The Supreme Court's already said they're legal, in Indiana specifically. I think it's a common-sense solution to what the public perceives as a problem.
Really?
Yes, they do.
But most people would think that if you are a lawbreaker, let's say, or if you're in this country without papers, that the last thing you're going to do is want to call attention to yourself by going and voting. And it's, I mean, the worry is most often that people aren't going to the polls, that the turnout is low. And you're saying, no, all of these people without papers are actually running into the voting booth.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the public perceives that as a problem. We often pass laws in this country because of perception of a problem. In order to give our electoral system a modicum of the appearance of security, voter ID is a reasonable, common sense solution to do that.
So, Representative Aliceda, you were born in Mexico. Opponents of this law, like the Attorney General, say it will disproportionately affect voters who are Latinos. Are you worried that the law could, in fact, disenfranchise Latinos, immigrants, other people of color?
How is that? If you can't afford an identification card, it's provided to you for free. I come from a country that requires not only a photo ID, but a biometric photo ID to vote. And by I mean biometric, it has a fingerprint. And when you vote, you have to dip your finger in a vat of ink to show that you're not voting yet more than once. People need to have confidence in the system or they won't participate.
So you're actually saying that the reason why people choose not to vote is because they don't have confidence in the voting
rolls?
I've had
people tell me that. Yes, that's correct. They do not have confidence in the system. They take the position, why vote if my vote's going to be canceled out by a fraudulent vote? This is the age of Acorn, where we've got people like Mickey Mouse or the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders being registered to vote. I'm not saying that they're voting, but people hear these reports all the time, and they perceive that there's a problem. They go to the movie store. They have to show an ID to rent a movie. Why is it that we can't expect something as fundamental as voting to have some kind of modicum of security as showing a photo identification card?
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and we're talking about the Texas voter ID law that's being weighed in federal court this week. Our guest is Representative Jose Aliceda, a Republican from Texas who testified at the hearing. So you keep on talking about people's perceptions, but in fact, how often is this happening? I mean, we have the world's greatest democracy and about less than half of the people actually go and vote. So beyond the perception of the problem, how often is this actually happening that you've been able to document in your state of Texas?
All right. This is part of the problem in that we had no way to document it up until this most recent election, which was after we had enacted this legislation. It turns out that our Secretary of State testified at this hearing that we had over 300 dead people vote in our election this past primary in May.
And how did you find that out?
Because they now have a way to match the votes statewide with the voter rolls.
But that's 300 out of thousands upon thousands upon thousands?
I answer your question with another question. Why did I have to show an ID to come into this building this morning? What is the likelihood that I was a terrorist, that I was going to do something, some harm to this station? The reality is one bad vote cancels out somebody else's good vote. And I think that a fundamental right is worth protecting.
But if you're poor, let's just say, and I've reported some of this in other places, and if you're poor and you don't drive, you know, the whole idea of trying to get someplace, to get your ID, having to take your birth certificate to prove that you deserve that ID, it is a burden, maybe not for you or for me when we're coming out of buildings in Washington, D.C. or New York City, but for the poor, what do you say to them when they're like, look, now you're going to make me do this and I'm going to have to travel. Who's going to drive me? It's going to cost me. You know what? I just won't vote.
Those are spurious arguments. I live in a very rural area. The nearest big city is Corpus Christi, which is about 60 miles away. That's where the Social Security Administration building is. We have a rural transportation system that is funded primarily through the federal government. It costs an individual, at least it did when I was county judge of B County, $1 to go to Corpus Christi. That's a spurious argument. Any right that a person chooses to exercise requires some responsibility on the part of the voter. Just think about this. It is a fundamental right for me to protest my government. I have to go get a permit to protest my government if I want to do that. Fundamental rights require some kind of protection. They also require some kind of responsibility on my part.
Representative, under the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the state of Texas must get Justice Department approval for any voting law changes because of a history of discrimination in the state of Texas. So your state now has the burden of proving that this voter ID law is not discriminatory. Can you, in fact, prove that?
I think so.
How?
We're doing that right now. That's why we're in the middle of this trial. And my answer to that is, how can Texas not have the same law as Indiana already has? It is against the Constitution for one state to be able to pass a law that another state can't have. Otherwise, there's not equal protection under the law.
So what will you do if, in fact, the federal court strikes down this Texas law?
We will take it to the Supreme Court.
I think we're entitled to
an immediate appeal from their decision, yes.
Okay. Jose Aliceta is a Republican state representative from the state of Texas. Thank you so much for joining me in the studios here in Washington, D.C.
I enjoyed it.